steady aspect of working here fascinates me, it continued. I never had any coursework in it, except as part of radio astronomy, so it would be interesting as a learning experience, even if nothing ever comes of it. He nodded and exchanged another look with Jan. You know what we've been doing the past couple of months? The planetary environments thing. I saw the Nova show about Venus. That was incredible. Well, Ross put his fingertips together and tapped twice. This is secret. The whole world will know before long, but we're still sorting out what to say, the timing. You can keep a secret. Absolutely. We got a response from the artifact. The changeling articulated a variety of physiological reflexes that for a change reflected its actual state. Pupils dilating, sweat popping, a sharp intake of breath. During the Jupiter simulation? Jan nodded. Jupiter. At first we thought it was just a glitch. You know, we use pi squared as the factor from one frequency to the next. Yes, that was interesting. What the artifact did was repeat the message, the first half of it, but at 10 times the frequency. The changeling nodded. So it knows digits. It may know how many digits we have, Russ said. At first, we thought it was a transmission mistake, Jan said. It was the acoustic phase tapping out the message. It's done automatically with a small solenoid-driven hammer. The response, 10 times faster, was in the middle of our stock message. It was recorded, but initially ignored, Russ said. One of the techs, Muese, was analyzing it as a kind of feedback noise. That's happened before. And then realized it had to come from the artifact. We were up in the infrared by then, Jan said, indicating a distance with one hand over the other. But we went back to the acoustic mode, returning the faster signal it had sent. It responded with a long burst. 12 minutes. Saying? Russ shook his head. We don't have the faintest. Not a clue. But it's not random. They seemed calm, but the changeling could hear their pulses. Jan spoke carefully. You'd think an intelligent creature, an intelligence of some kind, would respond in the same code. She looked at the pretty woman with a studied casualness that said, This is a test. Why do you suppose it didn't? The changeling paused longer than it needed. One, Occam's razor. It didn't understand that the first series was a code. It was just being like a minor bird. But the second message... The factor of 10 is interesting, but maybe it, or whatever manufactured it, had 10 appendages. I'll ask the obvious. Have you done ZIF analysis? Shannon entropy? Jan and Russ looked at each other, and Naomi chuckled. The ZIF slope is -1, Russ said quietly. So the message isn't just noise. Dolphin calls and human languages generate a slope of -1. It can't occur by chance. The Shannon entropy is scary, Jan said. It's 26th order. Wow, the changeling said, excitement growing. Human languages only had 9th order complexity. Dolphins were 4th order. So it didn't make up its own version of the Drake message. We hoped for that, Russ said. But it doesn't meet the first requirement, the 2 primes that would tell us the proportions of the information matrix. We did the obvious, Jan said, still testing. The changeling stared at her. Assumed the matrix would be the same size as yours, or the product of 2 other primes, but that didn't work. Not quite, Russell said. We finally figured out that it's 3 primes multiplied together. That sort of ups the ante. Jan nodded and leaned forward, elbows on the table. You know... This organization is only weakly hierarchical. That is, Russ and Jack Halliburton call the shots, direct and define what the rest of us are going to do. At the working level, well, it's pretty chaotic. That's the way we want it. This isn't like some R&D enterprise where you can assign duties and work to a timetable. We're all wandering in the dark, in a sense, going on intuition. Even old people like Russ and me know that education and experience can get in the way of intuition. When we hire people at your level,